This is the Aspen Public Radio newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett, here with your top stories this Tuesday. The city of Aspen announced yesterday that construction has started on the Lumberyard Affordable Housing Development. The first phase of the project will build 104 affordable housing units at the site, located near the Airport Business Center. It'll also improve utilities, roads, and other public spaces in the area. The Lumberyard project is the city's largest affordable housing development. Once built, all of the residences will be permanently deed restricted. They'll be open to households earning between 50% and 240% of the area median income. This first phase is expected to be completed in 2028. Aspen City Council will consider approval of the second phase next year. Glenwood Springs City Council withdrew its police department from Garfield County Special Crimes Task Force last week. As Eleanor Bennett reports, the interagency group, known as SPEAR, has received pushback over its alleged unlawful involvement in federal immigration enforcement.
SPEAR was created in 2022. The task force allows local and federal law enforcement, like Homeland Security investigations, to investigate crimes like drug smuggling and human trafficking together. Glenwood Police Chief Joseph Darris told City Council on Thursday that his department doesn't pay dues or have an active deputy on the task force, but it still sees some benefits.
There have been times when crimes have occurred in our community which have exceeded our capacity to thoroughly investigate those crimes, and we've needed to call the SPEAR team to assist us.
But Darris and other Glenwood officials expressed concerns that the current SPEAR agreement does not affirm that the group complies with Colorado immigration laws. Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valerio oversees the task force. He denies allegations that SPEAR has broken state laws and says any changes to the agreement would need to be approved by the group's board. For Aspen Public Radio and Aspen Journalism, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
Aspen City Council agreed yesterday to help residents at a mobile home park in Glenwood buy the land under their homes. That's to avoid possible rent increases or redevelopment after the park went up for sale last year. Cavern Springs residents need to raise $10 million by mid-June to secure a loan and put in an offer. About 40% of the park's residents work in Aspen, and the city agreed to contribute $2 million. Bill Guth was the only one against the idea. He's skeptical that the park would be at risk under a new owner. Carbondale agreed to commit funds in December. Snowmass and Pickens County have also indicated that they're open to supporting the effort. Western Colorado may be in for a strong monsoon season this summer, but that could actually increase wildfire risk. Fire managers and forecasters discussed that during a wildfire preparedness meeting in Aspen last week. Erin Walter is a hydrologist at the National Weather Service's Grand Junction office. She said that the latest forecasts are predicting robust monsoon activity in July, but she said that doesn't necessarily mean more moisture.
I have concerns with any onset of a monsoon push because we tend to have a lot of lightning with not a lot of precipitation until that moisture comes. So that could be a lot of fire starts.
Walter said last week's rain and snow helps, but Colorado is still experiencing a record low year for snowpack. Forecasters are expecting warmer than normal temperatures to continue into the summer. Walter said that combination makes for an increased potential for significant wildfires in western Colorado. But the fire officials at the meeting said they're prepared for whatever comes this summer. Xcel Energy says parts of Pickens, Garfield, and Mesa counties could experience power shutoffs tomorrow because of severe wildfire risk. Customers could have power shut off at about 9 a.m. tomorrow to avoid sparking wildfires in high wind, low humidity conditions. Check for the latest updates and find Xcel's outage map on its website. In statewide news, a bill working its way through the Colorado legislature would require college and university medical centers to provide abortion medication. Kyle McKinnon reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
The medication in question, a combination of two pills called mifepristone and misoprostol, is commonly used and considered safe by major medical organizations. Colorado colleges and universities often provide other reproductive health care services like birth control and STI testing. Under the bill, they would also have to provide access to abortion medication. State Representative Lorena Garcia is one of the bill's sponsors. She says women shouldn't have to leave campus to get care.
They should be able to access the full breadth of their health care right there on campus when they're already doing so for other things.
Campuses with a pharmacy would have to keep abortion medication in stock. Schools without one would need to provide a prescription. The bill would apply to both public and private colleges, but schools with religious affiliations could opt out.
That was Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. And in regional news, the Interior Department is planning to release a massive amount of water into a Colorado River reservoir in order to prevent a potential power and water crisis. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, historic drought conditions are fueling the Fed's move.
The Flaming Gorge Reservoir is forecasted to drop as much as 35 feet over the next year as water is sent downstream to save Lake Powell. Lots of water that would usually keep going to Nevada would be held back in Powell. The plan aims to stop the reservoir from getting too low to produce electricity for millions of people in the West. Some forecasts predicted that could happen by August if action isn't taken. Meanwhile, the Interior Department is warning some recreation activities in the Colorado River Basin will be spoiled by its plans. Boating season could end sooner in some states. Rafting and fishing in the Grand Canyon could be impacted too. A final decision on the Fed's water plans is expected this week. I'm Scott Franz.
A coalition of environmental groups is suing the Environmental Protection Agency, saying it's failing to enforce a stricter national standard for soot pollution. The case could affect air quality protections across our region. The Mount West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
Soot pollution, or fine particulate matter, can lodge deep in the lungs and bloodstream. It's linked to asthma, heart disease, and premature death. Last year, the EPA tightened national limits on the pollutant. But environmental groups say the agency missed a key deadline earlier this year, one that identifies areas of the country not meeting the standard. Now, the Center for Biological Diversity is asking a federal court to force the EPA to act. Ryan Mahar is an attorney with the group.
So delay at the designation step means delay in cleanup plans and delay in relief for people suffering from unhealthy levels of pollution.
The implications stretch across our region, where wildfire smoke, winter inversions, and industrial pollution already strain air quality. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
The Trump administration is rolling out a new initiative to reduce traffic fatalities. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, deaths are declining nationwide, but our region remains a hotspot.
Traffic deaths in 2025 fell about 7% from the year before, according to the National Highway Safety Administration, or NHTSA. But nine states saw increases, including four in the Mountain West: Wyoming, New Mexico, Idaho, and Colorado. NHTSA Administrator Jonathan Morrison is unveiling a new initiative called Pathways to Safer Streets, focused on law enforcement, tracking impaired drivers, and technology to target repeat speeders.
Leading contributors to traffic fatalities tend to be people not wearing seatbelts, people driving while impaired by drugs or alcohol, or increasingly both, tends to be speeding, and we're seeing a great deal of distraction as well.
The plan targets these behavioral factors, but steps back from Biden-era goals of improving road and vehicle design. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team: News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, Sage Smiley, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.